expired for the president.
All right.
All right. Yep.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
We're going to be home maybe a day or two after Christmas.
All right.
And I'm going to be thinking about what we might do. I don't want this in the paper, and I don't want you to say I called you, but I want to be thinking what we might do in the way of getting a little group to come down to the ranch, or maybe flying up to Fredericksburg if you had a good indoors place. Put on a program, not over 20 minutes, 15 or 20 minutes of a little German songs or German music or something of that kind that might give Fredericksburg a chance to participate in Earhart's visit. Now, he doesn't need this. He gets to see the best in the world and the best in Germany, and ours may not be able to compete with it, but I thought it would be a kind of a gesture to Fredericksburg. Now, do you have any indoors place up there that you could do this well?
Yes, we could possibly handle up to 300 people. Would that be sufficient?
Well, it'd be your local people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, he won't have over 10, 15 his party.
All right.
I thought we might have something kind of like we had for Adenauer, except I wouldn't want it as long as that fellow that talked too long, you know.
Yes, certainly. I agree with you.
So we just have to run it out and practice it several times and keep it down to not over 15 minutes, maybe 18 minutes.
All right.
I don't know it. He'd go to Fredericksburg. I haven't talked to him, but I thought I'd tell the State Department people and we'd see. Now, where would you meet up there, in the schoolhouse or where?
Yes, we could meet at the schoolhouse. We could even seat more people than I just thought of because they have the bleacher seats.
Well, but that's outside, isn't it?
No, it would be inside. See, that it's built for basketball purposes.
All right, so it'd be inside of a gymnasium, huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. How many could you seat there?
I think we could seat safely saying 1,000 to 1,200 people using the risers.
Now, what do you think, what kind of an outfit would you put on? You think about it, write me an airmail letter the next day or two and kind of give me an outline of 15 to 18 minutes that you might put on. And I think we'll invite representatives from New Braunfels and from Seguin and from Comfort and from Bernie and other people to designate small groups to send up to receive him. And I would do something. It's the very best you can put on that you'd be real proud of.
All right, very fine. And
you'd be thinking about it and write me, and let's don't consider this any commitment, but let's work on it and see, because he is the most powerful man now in Europe, nearly, and we want to really, we're mighty proud that we're going to bring him down to the range.
Well, we are very proud of you doing it, Lyndon. We are.
I'm going to keep on when I get some of those fellas down there to vote for me.
Well, I'm sure they will.
All right, okay.
The thing has changed tremendously. You know, it was an old story and something very regrettable over the years.
Yeah.
But I believe they have come to their senses.
Okay, well, I'll see you, and you write me a 2-3-page letter outline. And just keep this out of the newspapers, because everything I do gets in. Let's don't say anything about it till we firm it up.
All right, mighty fine.
Thank you, Bill.
You're surely welcome. Glad, you're so glad you called. Bye.
Rachel?
Waiting?
That's right.
Thank you, operator.